say? What you say? Hit the road, Jack. You can't. Everybody's hit the road after yesterday in college basketball. Ain't nobody got no money left. It's time to get in the car and get on the road is right. But we're here. Cash consideration. CC and 20. I'm Dave Sherapin, the sportsbook consigliere at Sports BK and Sink. I'm in Vegas. With me, driving, riding. He's got the aux. He controlled the music today. We commiserate. We get together every single day right now. On here, he's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Noobs, can you see? Can you hear? What were you got, Ray Charles?
Yeah, I can see, unlike our artist of the day here today, but I promised you we would have a little Stevie Wonder, we would have a little Ray Charles, and sure. I knew that it was going to be apropos sure. After you and I hit the road, Jack, in the Survivor pool.
Damn it!
Iowa State, I mean, that was... I mean, you, me, and Yanitzi could have had a better offensive output than that team had last night. When we went down, Big Dave, I knew, this is a technical term, that we were fucked diddly poo. The second that we went down, I knew we were screwed.
Industry term. I was with some people last night at the Circa. Some people come to town and don't call me, but they put out pictures that they're on the Twitter, and I see them. Because I'm on the X a lot, and I still am not calling it the X. But Cody Decker was down there, went down and said hello to him. Julian Edler was down there, went down there and said hello to him. Nice. The guys from the three-man weave, Jim Root and the boys, I met them yesterday. They got great gear. They got a great logo. They were down there. I went down there. I'm watching the game, and I'm focused. And we're talking. Everybody's wanting to know what's going on for baseball season and all this other stuff. And I said, there ain't no way that Iowa State's coming back. Yeah. And I accepted it really quickly, and yep. I kept betting Illinois in game.
Good job.
I said, well, listen, if Iowa State comes back, I'll sacrifice this, what I'm betting right now, to be alive because we had Marquette teed up for tonight.
Yeah, and they're going to roll.
Marquette's going to win tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Marquette's going to win.
Yeah, they are. And we also, for what it's worth, I mean, on the show – we at least had some plays for the folks that they tailed the show picks. I mean, we told you UConn was free money. It was literally free money, you know? Yeah. And we thought maybe Baycott would have a little bit more for Alabama, but that was a nice upset, man.
We were all Clemson, though.
It was fine. Yeah, and I think that's what hurts is, like, we were between. We were like, we don't have to get risky just yet. You know, let's just we're rooting for Clemson. You know, like, I feel like I talked us into the pretzel. I think we both lived with the pick. You know what I mean? Like, we both were on board.
No, it's fine.
It was Iowa State, but it hurts that Clemson was on the short list.
The other way we were going to go was to pick a dog to win outright.
Which would have been a good way
to go. We would have done it, right, with Alabama or Clemson. Both of those dogs won, and we were really going to do it and pick Clemson. We were really going to do it. And that's fine. Listen, lesson learned. Move on. Oh. We did give out some bad hockey picks yesterday. There were some good ones. There was a few good ones, but there was a few bad ones.
Panthers too. Was caca, pee pee, poo poo.
No good. Yeah. No. Nashville, no great. Good. But it's crazy because I was watching all the screens at Circa. You've been there. We've hung out there.
It's great place.
Zillion screens. The Rangers and the Avalanche were on the one screen right in front of me. I was watching that game. I was thinking of Yanitzi. The whole time.
Oh, really?
I was.
That's
funny. I was thinking of Yanitzi.
And what were you thinking? You were thinking, ah, oh, this guy's a schmuck. He's cool. He's nice. He's mean. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that if he was here with us watching this, he'd be like, look. They're the best team in hockey.
They're the best team. They got the best goaltender in the. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
I hope he didn't hear that.
Oh!
I hope he didn't hear that. Oh! I hope he didn't hear that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Is he stopped? Is he here?
Is that the tribal chief? Oh, God. How much of that did you hear?
Igor Shesterkin's the best goalie in the world. I don't care. I don't care about what's his face on Winnipeg.
Hellebuck. Hellebuck.
Connor, I don't care about him. Shicey. I mean, come on, man. Every game, a top-line defender gets hurt for us, and we still pump him out. We go to OT. We're like 9-1 this year. Oh, shootout, God. Igor, no problem. McKinnon, anybody, come on. Best team in hockey. We want the President's Trophy. Don't care about the curse. We're going to slap that curse up its ass and we keep it moving.
Wow.
If the Rangers get out of the first round in under six games, they're going to the Cup.
Oh, my God.
He's really coming proper here on a Friday.
They just can't.
Wow.
They can't have a crazy first round. Because when they first go down 3-1, and then in that game five, they're down like 2-0, and they got to come back and ring off three straight. They're dead by the conference
final. Who are they matching up with first round?
Well, if they stay first, I think right now it's either Washington or Philly currently.
Oh, my God, if it's Philly.
For the purposes but of the show,
I don't want to be second Philly. Because then you got to play fucking Tampa. I don't want to play Tampa in the first round.
Nobody does. No.
Uh-uh. Nobody wants to play Tampa in the first round. First of all, Anthony, it's great to see you. Second of all, I was just talking about how I was thinking of you yesterday while I was watching this game. I was at Circa. There's a million people in there, and they're all watching the basketball, and I'm the only Jagoff sitting there watching, observing what could be a Stanley Cup final matchup preview. That was an elite hockey game.
Oh, was it?
It was. Tied 2-2. Rangers win in overtime, and I thought – I was thinking of you the whole time. I was going to text you, but then you two started fighting like brothers in the chat.
It got dark.
You guys got personal quick. I felt like a referee having to break up a fight. I was like, you two better stop.
It's true brothers. He was like – he was driving the car. Anthony and I were in the back seat fucking around, and Dave was like slapping us. He was like, come on, guys. What are you doing? And we were just throwing haymakers back there.
Boom.
He took shots at my dog. He was like your small little dog. He called my dog.
He took a shot at Winnie.
That was wild. That was a wild take.
Got no boundaries.
We need you on the show when you can appear. Thank you for gracing us.
What did we do to deserve this? What did we do? Is it because we gave you Hassan Reddick, so you're just like really happy you wanted to show?
What happened with that? What happened with that? He's Tony Iannizzi at Tony Iannizzi. Never a reply.
Yeah, don't even follow him. It's not. Don't even.
I mean, I try to get his followers up. He don't care.
It just ruins your. Yeah, don't follow him.
There's people from all over the country that want to meet him and like cheer him up, and he don't care.
I'm in Vegas end of June. If you want to come meet me, you're gonna have to pay though.
What?
Because I ain't doing it for free. I'll tell you that.
Hey.
I'm not for free.
Hey. What?
Dinner. A little money for the casino. Something to get me there.
Don't do that.
Absolutely. You think the tribal chief is going to show up for free?
Oh, my God. This fucking guy. This guy. He's just not a man of the people.
Can we get you to go to dinner, at least? Can
I dinner, yeah, on the a nice steak dinner for sure.
I mean, I took you to the nice joint last time.
That was good breakfast. That was good breakfast.
That was what I'm saying. Yeah, that was good. So what's the story with this? I mean, you got somebody from the Eagles on the Jets now. You're not even happy about this?
Son Reddick, he's good.
He is good.
Good player. You know, what does he make? Five straight Pro Bowls, five straight seasons with 10 sacks? Good.
And he played half of the season with, like, a bum thumb. Once his thumb was good to go, he's ready to rock. So he'll fit in.
He's a good player. Him, Quinn and Williams. We got a bunch of dogs on
Newbies the football guy. Newbie, what impact does this have on the Eagles and the Jets?
So it's a loss for the Eagles. Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of – it's basically like they swap. You know what I mean? So then they get Hassan Reddick, and the Eagles got Huff from the Jets. I think, you know, Huff is a little bit more better upside simply because he has a longer career ahead of him. But Hassan Reddick, he's a proven commodity. And I think the fact that he's going to join a defensive line that's already a strength of that unit, he's going to be a rotational guy that's going to rack up some sacks. So it's nice for Iannizzi to finally see what a championship pedigree looks like. And Hassan Reddick will bring that.
They have a championship quarterback, something you don't.
False. Oh. You have a court. Wait, so Zach Wilson is a championship quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
He ain't healthy.
He ain't healthy.
He ain't healthy. AR one game 2023. So
ARFK 2024.
Anthony would vote for him too. Anthony would vote for him too.
I support my quarterback.
Yeah.
Something you at Philly clearly don't.
I support Jalen Hurts. I grind for the guy.
Yeah, this guy's still talking about Carson Wentz. He supports his quarterbacks. Newbie's a center.
Yeah,
protects.
Newbie is a loser, like his little dog.
Like what?
His little dog. What's wrong with
you? See, he can't help himself.
I guess you're feeling better. I mean, you sound better. You look better. That's good.
Friday. What? Soto show. Oh man, let me get it to the Yankees.
Hold on. Where I tell you when we talk about the baseball. We're not there yet.
Come on, it was opening day.
New York Knicks at San Antonio tonight.
Need a win.
Need a win?
What? Yeah, the Knicks are
late of points.
If the Knicks win, they're a game out of the 2 seed.
And then what?
And then we go for the 2 seed. And then what?
And then they can get the 2 seed so they can get out of the playoffs a lot sooner. That works out for them.
2 seed? 2 seed gets them a date with who?
I mean, the 7-8 is 6-7-8 is like a game apart. So you can't. It'll either be Indiana, Philly,
you don't
Orlando,
want Philly.
Miami.
You don't want Philly. Philly's don't
I
want
would Philly. Welcome Philly. They stink.
Okay.
What?
You'll be in trouble.
I don't know.
Man, you haven't watched the Sixers game all year. How are you going to tell me I'm going to be in trouble? Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you'll be in trouble. This is the year. This is the year more than ever that I jumped out on the Sixers that you don't want to be against the Sixers.
They moved this kid across the country. He's out of the area. The newbie Bush is over. He hasn't watched a game. Joel Embiid was on the show with us yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand.
He called you out.
I don't care about Joel Embiid because he can't play.
This is insane. We see, but we also have the text exchange of Anthony literally saying, I would open mouth kiss a horse to bring Joel Embiid to the New York Knicks.
Offer still on the table, by the way.
Yeah.
Still
I mean, he does it every weekend anyways, so he might as well. Just, you know.
Still on the table for Joel.
Oh, shit. People are wrecking their cars all over listening to this on their drive home. This has become one of those unbelievable podcast that's going viral a little bit.
Can we talk about the Yankees?
Leave a review. We got 5 reviews this week. I'm getting somebody a baseball future ticket. If you leave a review in the month of March on the podcast app, you're entered in for a free baseball future on me. Okay? Put that out there right now.
5 would also be the amount of runs the Yankees scored yesterday to defeat the Houston Astros.
This is now the baseball portion of the show. It's brought to you by Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear Reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. Anthony, you need this Saks underwear because all you do is talk about your balls and the Yankees and the this and the that. Like, seriously, you excited about the Yankees? Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, the first 3 innings yesterday, I would have told you the season was over. I was ready to cancel.
You're all the same. All you Yankee fans are saying, I got texts from 3 Yankee fans. We suck.
Yeah.
They would load the bases and ground it to a double play. It was just last year all over again.
3 innings into a 162-game season.
But then Juanito Soto steps to the plate, Soto shuffle single, 4-3. Then Oswaldo Cabrera, Yahtzee home run, 4-4. Then, what do you get, sack fly with Verdugo.
People got the internet, Yanitzi. They can see the game highlights.
What about that Juan Soto throwing the 9th inning? Because I know the internet's not going to show you my expression on that. I mean, gun down at the plate.
Oh,
just beautiful.
God. Beautiful. It's one game.
One game.
But that's a big game.
162-0, baby. 162-0. We're going.
Hey, Dan, don't worry about the Phillies. You don't got to worry about that slapdick team this year.
I'm not worried.
Phillies are looking good right now.
I'm not worried about them.
Let's score that game
right now.
Dos-dos.
Let's score that game.
Dos-dos right now.
2-2s?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Braves just tied it up. It was
tough. Braves is good. Braves is a good baseball club.
You know who else is tied with the Yankees, Yanitzi? You know, don't you?
Pirates?
Pittsburgh Pirates, 1-0. Huge comeback. Down 5-2. Tied it up late. Went ahead in the 12th after 3 innings of trying to run themselves out of it. They ran themselves out of innings multiple times. Ant, if you were a base coach, would you be a first base coach or a third base coach?
Third base, easily. I'm sending everyone.
Really?
Yeah, it's the more challenging base, so give me the harder
one. See, I would push back. I think the first base coach, you can't get anybody thrown out at either one of your bases going to second on a throw because you look like an idiot. If a guy gets picked off on first, everybody's going, what about the first base coach? Like good throws, like Soto's. I mean, you're out. You're out.
Yeah, but it's risky. It's more bang bang. Like it's more It's more like the instinct on like you know on if you're a third base coach, you know Soto's got a great arm in right field.
You gotta know that.
But you gotta know all that stuff. Dubon's got legs. So it's one out in the ninth. You're down a run. You're sending him. You're going every time. Well, so
you got to make sure you got a fast runner. You got to think so many things through. Newbie, are you a third base coach or are you a first base coach?
You know, I feel like it's the funnest part to do the whole this thing. But like, you got to be a little bit more judicious. And I'm a high level cerebral thinker, so I'm going to be a first base guy.
Smart guys coaching first.
What a nerd. What a nerd.
Emotional guys coaching third. So if I'm the manager, you two, I got Newbie coaching first. I got Yanitzi coaching third. You two are going to be yelling at each other across the field.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
This is going to not work out.
It'll be the first ever bench clearing brawl that starts between two coaches on the same coaching staff.
Can you imagine? Like, Newbie sends a runner to second. Yanitzi yells at him across the field. What are you doing? Yanitzi sent somebody home. Newbie goes, you idiot.
Well, yeah, because he's going to get us picked off. It's going to be a problem. He's going to send him. He's not going to be looking at the guy in outfield as a cannon. And it's just he's not good at his job.
All right, that's the baseball portion of the show. We'll talk more baseball as long as Yanitzi keeps showing up. Otherwise, Newbies is so engrossed in the lax that he gave out a lacrosse pick yesterday.
Yeah.
For a school that I didn't even know, one,
Lindenwood
existed, two, had a lacrosse team. That was for tomorrow, right, Noobs? That was a Saturday game?
Yeah, it's a Saturday
Lindenwood game. Plus the points.
Yep.
Was there any other things that you discovered today?
I discovered that people don't want my lax action anymore, but that's for another day to talk about, Dave, because what we're eyeing is on Sunday. Oh. Sunday, because this is our last show of the week. Take the points with Maryland. You actually know that this team has a lacrosse team, and you know that Penn State has a lacrosse team. Penn State's been coasting a little bit. Maryland is playing for their livelihood. Take the two and sprinkle on the money line. The Terps get the win in State College.
Well, damn.
There you go.
The Terps are going to Happy Valley and winning?
Yeah, they need to. They need to. And this is the kind of game that the Terps win. So this is a Terps game and under as well. So three plays for you. Take the money line, take the two, take the under. Sunday. Right, you got time stuff. To get to it.
Okay, that's good, Lex. As Yanitzi's checking out his nose here with us on the camera right now, Tony, do you have anything in the NBA you would like to give out to the people? Because the people are questioning sometimes why you even show up. And I said, because the kid knows ball.
He
says he knows ball. And so I want to give you an opportunity because I know you're not really watching the college basketball. So I know you got nothing
I am actually keeping up with college, but I'm more involved in the W. I'm more involved with the women's currently.
What? You have something for the women's?
No. I mean, I can't tell you to gamble on. I'm more interested in the women's games than the men's currently.
Why would that be?
Because he's a schmuck.
I think there's more storylines going on. Like I like Caitlin Clark. I like LSU. I like the beef LSU has with, A&M? South Carolina?
South Carolina.
I like the beef going there. I want to see all these teams potentially match up. I think LSU and Iowa can match up.
You like beef. I mean, LSU's playing UCLA today.
But I think if both teams win, they can match up.
Yeah, so LSU's playing UCLA.
And Anthony likes beef.
Favorites. I was playing Colorado. They're 6.5 or 7 point favorites. I was winning though.
I like the Stars. I like seeing
you like beef.
Good match. Yeah. I guess no Diddy, but like I like what's going on.
South Carolina is a 17.5 point favorite against Indiana. They're the best team.
Yeah, most
people have bet a lot of money on futures on South Carolina to win the women's basketball. Just put that out there. All right, that's good. See, we learn something new every day when we do the show.
But if you want a basketball play for tonight, I got a little Knicks prop for you.
You got 5 seconds to give it to the people.
Jalen Brunson, 30-plus. Run it.
Fade Jalen Brunson. Under.
I posted that picture of you holding on to Brunson's leg. He's Tony Yanitzi, at Tony Yanitzi. He's Dan Alexander, at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sharapin, at Sports BK Consig. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Thank you guys for listening. Leave
good
a
Friday,
review.
Good Friday.
Over and out on Good Friday. Send us home. Hit the road, noobs.
If you want a basketball play that's actually going to win, Terrence Mann, over one half three-pointer. That'll win.
Oh, woman, oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road.